As you just mentioned in passing, of course, you have other sculptures at the Chickasaw Nation headquarters, right, and the Chickasaw Warrior, the Standing His Ground you mentioned at Seminole State College, right, in Seminole. You've hosted your own weekly TV program. You narrated and worked as a consultant for the Seminole series of the Discovery Channel's 1993 TV documentary, How the West Was Lost. You've taught at Oklahoma City University. You own an art gallery, Haney Incorporated,
right,
and you're still working your art today.
Yeah. You want to know what I'm working on right now?
What's that?
Working on a book. We're about 85 to 90% through with the first draft of the manuscript, and we'll finally get to the point where we can get it published as a book. Then working with the movie people. I talked to Morgan Freeman about that. I want him to be in my movie. Yeah, hope he's still around when they're. Then I hope I'm still around. But
you've talked to him about it,
so
you know him.
One night, all night.
Really?
Yeah, him and Willie Nelson of all people.
Where?
At Durant. So they were going over there, and I had a friend call. Said, "You want to hang out with us?" I said, "Yeah, I'll do that." So I went over, and my daughter Brooke and I were working on it. So I gave him the outline. He said, "I like that." He said, "Won't you and Brooke come to my house in Mississippi?" Of course, I became chief, and he's off making 1,000 movies, and so. Maybe in the next 6 months to a year, I'll be able to go down and visit with him again. Lou Diamond Phillips sent word to me that he'd either like to be in it or direct it.
Oh.
See, I know him, too.
Anything you reflect on, your most important accomplishments?
My children. Really, I thought that many times. I thought, oh, there's my greatest creation, is my children. Just simple.
Yeah. Well, you've done a lot. You've accomplished a lot. Anything and advice to students that you might offer them, life as an artist, life as a public servant, what would you say to them?
Dream big. Believe in yourself. Work hard.
How would you like to be remembered?
I don't think about that. When I'm gone, I'm gone. You know, whatever memory there's going to be of me, it's either after or it's not. I've done what I want to do. I've been real fortunate in life to be able to do the things I want to do. So what happens after my life? I don't have thoughts about that.
You've certainly made an indelible mark in the state of Oklahoma through legislation and so forth, but obviously the one we can see in the dome will be part of your lasting legacy. There's no question about that.
I'm working on one to go into China right now for Beijing.
A sculpture?
Uh-huh. I just set up a new corporation to work with Chinese investors in Oklahoma businesses. I've got some people coming over for the next 30 days, one to look at some investment opportunities in Oklahoma City, and the other one is they've shown an interest in working with oil-related businesses in Indian country. So I'll have to get a lawyer that specializes in that, for instance. They're coming over in about a month. So I'm still involved in business enterprises.
And you're doing a sculpture for them to have over there.
Yeah. Well, this all ties in. One thing, when you work in China, particularly, and I've known this for my years of working there, it's going to take you 2 years to establish a reasonable trust relationship with them. But think what happens if I put a sculpture there. See how fast that moves along. I've got some guys working on it for me right now.
As we finish up, can you say something in Seminole, a saying or a song or anything in Seminole?
Oh, you don't want to hear me sing. There's a saying that old people used to use a lot. Because in our language, as it is in many tribes' languages, there's no word for goodbye. We say, "Ogida ozin hadam tehizaklis te." As time permits, we'll see each other again.
Very good. Mm-hmm. That language, what you just said, might be fading, 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 fading.
It is.
And you could speak longer terms to me in your language, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Just say something overall about this experience that you've enjoyed and whatever in Seminole.
I don't even know what to think. You know, I speak best whenever I don't think about it. When people just start talking, I reflect.
So then in Seminole, reflect a little bit on your mother.
Chaskidadi Hadam. This is my mother. When Chaskidadi Githazat, when Nilazi Githazat, Yan Yahagidan Pohamadut. Se hoto sakati, se na ho sakati, mo meis komit awatskin ho halliakatis halli. What that means is that as I reflect on my father, who's deceased, I remember him saying in this song. The song itself is basically saying, no matter what happens, no matter how tired you are, never give up.
Perfect. That's very great. Thank you, Kelly, for this experience. I appreciate it very much. And now students will hear this forever and ever on this website. Thank you so much.
Well, you're doing a good thing, too, John.
Thank you.